This is JIS News. Coming up, Senator approves 40 bills in 2013, Education Ministry to deploy 50 numeracy specialists, and party promoters urged to obtain safety permits. The details after this message.
Emergency! Emergency! Too much carnage on the road!
Now, driver! Take time, drive now! Kill you, go kill we are!
Driver, no pay the idiot, no man, no man!
Go on a carrier, driver! Go on a carrier! Enough passenger for pick up! Money, we say! Yes.
Doctor, shut up, human right. If you no love for your life, me love mine. Furthermore, you can't overtake when there's an unbroken white line. You should know that, driver.
Thank you, Jesus. Me still alive. But look how me want the driver.
We have to stop it
now.
Stop it
now. Right now.
We have to stop it.
A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing.
Now the news. 40 bills were approved in the Senate during the 2013 legislative year. This is nearly double the average number approved each year for the previous 4 years. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says the increased number is a significant achievement for the upper house. Over the period 2009 to 2012, the average number of bills passed was just under 22 per calendar year.
Among the 40 bills that Parliament has passed in 2013 are the following: the Law Reform Fraudulent Transactions Special Provisions Act, the Committal Proceedings Act, the Defamation Act, the Tax Administration Jamaica Act, the Charities Act, Security Interests in Personal Property Act, the Securities Amendment Act, and the Fiscal Incentives Miscellaneous Provisions Act.
Minister Golding was speaking at a recent sitting of the Senate. He points out that a quarter of the bills passed were structural benchmarks under the International Monetary Fund program. The Justice Minister says a number of important bills will be coming to the Senate in 2014. These include the Disabilities Bill, Occupational Safety and Health Bill, a new road traffic bill, the Integrity Commission Bill to establish a single anti-corruption agency, and the DNA Bill. The Ministry of Education is to deploy 50 numeracy specialists to the nation's schools as part of plans to boost student performance. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the deployment is critical if the country is to meet the target of achieving 85% mastery in numeracy by 2015.
We can only find 50 mathematics coaches. To have a competence in mathematics is an essential element of a quality education. It is not just so for any puristic reasons, but also because the modern economy requires a facility in mathematics as a gateway to science and as a prism into economic development.
Minister Thwaites was speaking at the closing session of a recent 2-day retreat for the ministry's mathematics specialists. The Senate has passed the Conch Export Levy 2013 Conch Season Special Provisions Act 2013 to allow exporters to complete payment of the Conch Export Levy in installments. The Act permits exporters to complete payment of the export levy within 3 months of the date of submission of the application for an export health certificate and export license. In July, Parliament approved the imposition of a US$1 levy on each pound of conch exported during the 2013 season. The law requires that for each conch season, the rate prescribed by the minister must be approved by Parliament. The Act imposes a duty on the export of conch to facilitate the sustainable management and development of the fisheries sector. The Conch Export Levy Act was passed in 2009 and is used in part to offset the cost of implementing programs for monitoring, control, surveillance, and enforcement in relation to Jamaica's limited conch resources. And the Jamaica Fire Brigade, the JFB, is encouraging promoters to ensure they apply for and are granted safety permits for their events in an effort to safeguard patrons. Public Relations Officer at the JFB, Emilio Ebanks, says persons should apply for a permit at least 5 working days prior to the event.
First of all, get a look at the venue and how they are going to be setting up the venue, where they are going to be putting a stage, if there is going to be a stage, where they are going to be putting speaker boxes, running systems, if they are going to be using electrical generators. All of this we need to see a layout on paper so we can guide persons. We, as members of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, have the kind of training as to what persons need to be looking for and how they need to set up the venue to enable the utmost safety of their patrons.
Public Relations Officer for the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Emilio Ebanks, was speaking in a recent interview with GIS News. Requests for permit may be sent to oifp.jfb@cwjamaica.com. That was the GIS News. I am Camille Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.